This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, Family Feud style. Question for you fine gentlemen. Do we want it to be Corey versus Colby versus Reggie, or just Corey, our defending champion, versus one of them?
Whoever wants to try and take me on.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I think we're going to have to include both of you now.
All right.
All right. We've got all of the betting information about who's receiving wagers and who is not. Keep in mind, for all of these topics, a lot of this will involve, like, the odds that you're getting and everything. It's not always necessarily, like, the best or the worst. There are several factors at play. Keep that in mind. Top. Let's say six answers on the board. Which team has received the most bets to win the Super Bowl this year?
Bing.
Okay.
Patriots.
The Patriots are the number two answer on the board.
Ooh.
Colby, if you can get number one, you can choose to play or pass.
All right, most bets. Is it the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, it is not the Dallas Cowboys. Reggie.
Give me the Cleveland Browns.
That is the number one answer on the board.
Are you kidding me right now?
The Cleveland Browns have received 8.5% of all wagers, while the New England Patriots have received a robust 7.4%.
Holy crap.
Reggie, the top two of six answers off the board. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to pass.
Would you like to pass to Colby or Corey?
Oh, this is a whole nother dimension.
Yeah, this is the three-way dance is what happens.
All right, you know what? Let's see how hot of a streak he's on today. Let's get it to Corey.
All right,
Corey. Top six answers on the board. Name the team that has received the most bets to win the Super Bowl.
The Rams.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Strike one.
Philadelphia Eagles.
That is correct. The number three answer on the board. The Philadelphia Eagles have received 6.7% of the money wagered to win the Super Bowl. You guys have one, two, and three. Three more answers remaining on the board. Just one strike.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That is correct. Number four. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why he's the unquestioned ruler and master of all things football.
I'm going to die here on this hill. The Chicago Bears.
That is correct. Wow. That is number five. He's got number one, two, three, four, five. Tennis makes me sad. Still one answer on the board. The team receiving the most bets to win the Super Bowl.
And you said the Cowboys was wrong. It wasn't in the top six.
Please do not ask the moderator to restate answers. He will not help you.
Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys is incorrect because that has already been guessed.
Ah, crap.
Now I will answer your question, okay, but only after you've gone down in flames.
All right. Thank you.
Reggie,
appreciate that.
One answer left on the board. Prepare to steal.
The NFL team that could win
has received the most bets to win the
Super Bowl this year based on bets
correct
that have been made. The Chargers.
That is incorrect.
Wow. Reggie,
you have one more opportunity to gamble. You can give Colby the opportunity to steal and maybe eliminate another answer, or you can answer for yourself.
Wow, this game is great, and I want to play it to its fullest extent. Colby, go ahead and give it a try.
Colby, chance to swoop in and steal.
The Saints.
That is correct!
Boom!
Oh! That's your second team!
Dang, dang, that stinks.
Holy cow! Unbelievable. Colby swoops in, gets the steal.
This game is fun.
Seems one unfair point that he's able for to Colby. Just get one thing right.
Yeah, it feels like last time I got all the answers except for
nobody
one.
Nobody remembers.
And that's how you won that game. So,
man, what I like is that it's fun and there's also tension. So now we go to the other side. Top five answers on the board.
Ooh.
The teams that have received.
Oh, top five? I had to answer top six. This is bullcrap.
I did like the top 10 last time.
And honestly, you only answered four.
Colby and Reggie. Corey is now on probation from answering this question. Top five answers on the board. The team that has received the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl.
Bloop.
Yes?
The Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins are number four.
Wow.
I bet the odds have a big factor in that. Some people are like, yeah, I can get a 10,000 to one. It's like 300 to one.
The Oakland Raiders.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
What?
Reggie, Corey is off probation. Would you decide to play or pass? And if so, who would you like to pass to?
Hmm.
You have the balls to pass to me.
You're right. I'm going to pass it to Colby.
Oh, Colby, you're back in the game. Top five answers on the board. Feel free to play along. 877-881-1053. Autoflex fan text. Top least five bets to win the Super Bowl. Okay. Look, the moderator is not flawless either. The top five answers are on the board. Teams that have received the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl. We've already eliminated the Miami Dolphins. Number four, they've only received 1.3% of the bets.
Let's go with the Washington Redskins.
Ooh, that is incorrect. Strike one.
Yeah, those fans are delusional.
What is
Reggie,
going
a lot of options.
On.
Be prepared.
What is going on? Okay.
Does it not automatically go to me?
No.
Ha.
That's your own fault.
So, all right, let's go with the... I'm going to pick them. Them. The Tennessee Titans.
That is correct. The number two answer on the board. Only 1.2% of people voted for them with their dollars. You've got number two. You got number four. Top five answers on the board.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is correct. The number one answer. A sad, sad 0.8% because they're bad, but their odds aren't bad enough that you get good value. Colby is on a roll. Just one strike.
All right. Let's go. I've gotten three of the five.
Yes, that is correct.
The board. All right. Da-da-da. Let's go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
That is also correct. You've gotten number one, number two, number three, number four. Number five. Remains on the board. Teams receiving the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl.
And the Arizona Cardinals.
That is correct! Wow!
I'm amazing, Corey!
Holy smokes, never has Corey's status of unquestioned master and ruler of all things football been in more jeopardy than it is right now? Gentlemen, are you prepared for the third round where all points are worth double?
No, I'm looking at pictures of Ariana Celeste right now.
Come on, Corey!
All right, sorry about that.
Player that has received the most bets to win MVP.
Ding. Hold on, am I on probation still?
You're good now.
Okay. Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is number three on the board. Would you like Colby or Reggie to have an opportunity?
No. The answer is no. I would not like either
of
them.
If you had to choose one of them.
Oh. Colby.
Colby. If you can get one of the top two, you can play or steal, play or pass.
All right. MVP. Tom Brady.
Ooh, Tom Brady, believe it or not, did not make the top five. Corey Majors, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
All right, top five answers on the board. Players that have received the most bets to win MVP.
And Tom Brady's not on there?
Hold Correct.
On. Right? Okay. Oh, thank you. Tricked you.
I think that's a win.
Whew. And I've been told I need to calm down.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is number four on the board. Very well done.
Now, interestingly, you dropped this name 1 or 2 weeks ago when I was victorious. So I'm going to throw him out there again. Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is the number two answer on the board. So you got 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, double the points.
Right.
If somebody besides Colby wins, we will go to sudden death.
Okay. Gurley.
Ooh, that is incorrect. Strike one.
Receivers don't win.
That's a very savvy observation.
Wentz.
Carson Wentz is the number five answer on the board.
So ridiculous.
Baker Mayfield, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz. But we are still missing the number one answer on the board for players that have received the most bets to win MVP. You have one strike.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, you have two strikes. Colby, prepare to steal.
Deshaun Watson?
That is correct!
Wow.
Woo! Holy cow. It all comes down to this. Corey with 2 points. Colby with 2 points. Reggie has been eliminated.
How does Reggie do this all the time? He always gets eliminated.
He knows how to play the game correctly. There are only the top three answers on the board. Players that have received the most bets to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
How do you do this? How does this light?
Ding.
Ding.
Colby.
Kyler.
Kyler Murray is number two on the board. Corey, if you can get number one, you will take over.
David Montgomery.
That is correct. Now, there's one more answer remaining on the board. In this round, you only get one strike.
Oh, crap.
Corey, would you like to play and guess that you get it? Or would you like to pass to Colby and hope he gets it wrong?
Dude, the Bills just traded their running back, LeSean McCoy, so that this guy could start. The Bills running back. No, it's Josh Jacobs.
So you're choosing to
play. I am
play.
Choosing to play, you and I'm saying like Josh steps. Jacobs, the running back for the Oakland Raiders, right? Is that who he's playing for?
Because you don't seem confident
John Gruden
answer.
Loves his running backs.
We're going to merge another game. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, you have a lifeline? Is that...
I mean, sure, but they both want you to lose.
Okay. I can't. Would I ask?
I mean, you.
I want to call a friend.
You cannot call the moderator.
I want to call the moderator.
No, you may not call the moderator.
Josh Jacobs is my final answer.
That is correct!
No. How is Kyler Murray not number one?
I don't know.
Probably because of bad odds. Okay, I would guess. Probably because of bad odds. An astonishing comeback. Corey Majors, 3 points. Colby, 2 points. Reggie. No points.
I had fun.
Colby, for yet another week, you have to listen to Corey being the unquestioned ruler and master of all things football. By the way, open invitation to Sean Tarif at any point to take on the true ruler and master of all things football.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know Choppy always calls high, low, I win, and I feel pretty confident in this one. So if you want to try and let me win, I can. I will. Your face.
What?
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Speech ever.
I don't like speeches.
I would not disagree with that. Also, apologizing to the people who I woke up their dogs and then their kids.
Because you're so excited.
Because I was really excited.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.